The fellows of BTS get ready for their virtual concert this weekend. Travis Scott shows students he cares. And if you haven't heard by now, a fly stole the show at last night's vice presidential debate. This is Billboard News Now for Thursday, October 8th. First up, it is a huge weekend for BTS and their fan army as their virtual concert Map of the Soul 1 is finally happening. The show will be live streamed across 2 days on October 10th and October 11th. And the show is expected to be bigger than ever. They'll perform on 4 massive stages as if they're in 4 different venues. And the concert will incorporate technological features to bring viewers a more vivid and theatrical concert experience. All right, next up, Travis Scott is diving headfirst into the season of giving. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
Following a string of tweets from fans asking the rapper to help replace everything from lost AirPods to an Astroworld hoodie misplaced at one of his shows, on October 7th, Travis spontaneously pledged to pay a semester's tuition for 5 students attending historically black colleges and universities.
You need more than Google just to find me. I just call a beta, get a hyphy.
After first sharing that his mom went to Grambling and his dad went to Prairie View A&M, the Houston native then blessed the first 2 lucky HBCU attendees, a young man at Morehouse College in Atlanta and a freshman marketing student at Howard University in Washington, D.C.
It's a great insult to the men and women who serve in law enforcement, and I want everyone to know who puts on the uniform of law enforcement every day. President Trump and I stand with you.
And finally, last night the internet exploded when a fly landed on Mike Pence's head during the vice presidential debates, and it remained there untouched for 2 whole minutes.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
As you can imagine, the internet exploded with memes and puns galore, with the phrase "the fly" tweeted and retweeted more than 700,000 times. And of course, your favorite artist couldn't help but get in on the buzz. See what I did there? Chance the Rapper, Sarah Bareilles, and LL Cool J all tweeted about it in their own way, with LL calling it Flygate. Keke Palmer responded in the most hilarious of ways, saying, "I'm not saying he's an alien, but I never seen a bug sit so comfortably on anyone since Men in Black." Darren Criss applauded the bug in a tweet, "I haven't loved a fly this much since David Cronenberg turned Jeff Goldblum into one." Rapper Chicka went in hard on Pence, tweeting, "I'm not surprised, a fly would land on a piece of—" while Gabrielle Union insisted that the fly is an American hero. So I think it's safe to say the fly, yes, an insect, won the debates last night. For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com and don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.